In the current daven, sech the sukkah daven beis. We're getting on the beis. We're getting to the nazar. Begins with the gemara kribzera la'amri. Oh, we're middle going through why each of the maram did not say like the other one interpretation. So the gemara gives the reason why they disagree with kribzera. So today's the bother hud like mishum kush d'abaya. Why don't we say similar to what we said with rabba? Could the comment al rava like we said regarding rava because abaya had a question. So why don't you say here also that's because of abaya's question that he had on him? He says, oh, what's what ashdur's kanayim? Says because he gave a good answer that they said that yeah, okay, one's intrinsic, one's extrinsic. And he was saying that he resolved the question of Abaya. And therefore that there wouldn't be a reason why Maram disagree. Whereas regarding Rava, that was a daichik. Therefore, yeah, that's the reason why, because it doesn't say anything about a shir, that's why they disagree. That's why they would say based on Abaya's question on Rava, not that of Reb Zera. Next test matter begins with the gemara bekimid advanced megis leschach. Now, since the walls reach all the way to the roof, so mishul shal debeinu. So that obviously would be going like the interpretation of Rabba, that it wouldn't be possible amal mechav because then you could see it because your eyes would follow the wall. Now, then takes bother with question and he says, well, yidomalei near chanukah b'karis mabay, that you can't compare it to the chanukah lights and to the beam of the mabay where the lechashivek lemal mesim. That's not considered recognizable above 20 amos. Afa pishakar al gabi gesolim. Although, what do you mean that beam is also on top of walls? So why wouldn't you follow the walls all the way up? Because the hasim kari tefach. There, the beam is only a tefach. So lechol beinah, so the eyes don't see it. K'may besukah derachava tuva. In contrast, the schach is very long in its width. I mean, it goes along the entire roof from one wall to the next wall. So there, your eyes would follow and then see it in contrast to that of the Neir Chanukah and that of the Mav, which is only in one spot. Kinnik says, Ma'at to begin with Zigmara. Yes, but yes, arba amas. Now, this mandama holds that if there's more than four amas, a fill amal me'esrim k'sher, even above 20 amas, is going to be kosher. Shteis comes to explain that do we always say it's going to be kosher if, as long as more than amas, like the simple words, understand, or would it actually be subjective and dependent? As Shteis explains, it says l'b'seif masig. The Gemara concludes at the end. Rav Huna Savar, Rav Huna holds that really mereshu berubu v'shalchanai. Already, yeah, everyone agrees that Sukkah Mitzumtzum is just 7 Tvachim. The head, the majority of the body, and the table, Dalin Amas, until at least 4 Amas. That's what Bligi, that's what the Machlek is of the Chacham and the Rebbe Yehuda, Lamalim Esrim. Yisim Dalin Amas, Kshay, but more than Dalin Amas, everyone agrees it's going to be Kasha. So it's a retainment, it's a wonder. Chinachshe, Baruch, V'mashru, Yisim Dalin Amas, what do you think we're going to validate if a width is a little bit more than 4 Amas? And Moshe Gavoyim Esrim, a full tumor, but if it's way higher than 20 Amas, that it's going to be Kasha? Havadin Kansel Sukkah. How could you say that? He most definitely not going to have the shade of the sukkah, so why would that help? So it says, Vishlamat, you could say, is, you're right, truth, you need the width according to the height. So Vichesh, Bidalan Amas, less than according to the calculation of 4 Amas for 20 Amas. Meaning, just like we let you up until 20 Amas, 4 Amas, when we say that they're going to let you more than 20 Amas, if it's more than Dal Amas, it's proportionally according to whatever those measurements are. Or you know, another approach that says, Taisis, that Kimlo Rabban, the Rabban knew that Philip gave an elephant even 1,000 Amas high. The Efshishle can tell Schachpurt, it's not possible that you're not going to have here a little bit of the shade of the Schach. Im Hoytzerach, but yes, with Dalar Amas, as long as a little bit more than Dalar Amas. Where do we find such a principle? Because Ashkan, Perak Yemiki Purim, as we find, the end Mesech is human, the payment of base, those doing the Dafa Yemen didn't do this so long ago. Gabi Kesev, Sagasa. Regarding the large day, the miyas v'daita that we say, oh, Yemiki Purim, you're violating Inu, you're not going to be afflicted because it calms you down. That means that we say, kula matuba, yeah, everyone, it does a lot. Agmel Chabashapur, Agmel Chabashapur is huge. Proportionally, it shouldn't do anything. Yeah, but it does something. It's to the hero, so Mother Dalamas would do something, albeit, obviously, it would be much less than depending on what the measurements are. The next test master begins with the Gemara, Kereb Zeda, like Kereb Zeda, Amishim Tzel. He says that the reason is because of the shape, which the Gemara had explained, that Rav Huna, who said that the Machlekes in our Mishnah, L'malam Esrim, is only when it's 4 Amas squared. But it has more than that, even though Chamos holds it can be kosher. That's what I tell you, the Masa is going to do the words of the Gemara. That's like Rav Zera. That the reason is because L'malam Machab is possible because you're not sitting in the shade, but rather in the shade of the walls. But when it's bigger, you're in the Tzel Eschach. How do we know it's like Rav Zera? So Tzitz explains. Because according to Rabba, that the reason is because of if your eyes could see, where you don't see Lamal Machav, and to say that wider than 20 Amas, that would be Shoyal Einu, says Taisis, like, that for the Rach Betuba, even is very wide, Loy Shal Tuba Einu, still you're not going to see it, Lamal Machav, and if obviously it's going like a Bezir. Kshinak says, Matta begins with the Gemara, Kaman, who is he like? The like Achad, he's not like any one of the three Amaram. So Taisis can explain What's the reason Rabban, the Sukkot Ma'al Mechob, is going to be possible according to the opinion of Rav Chanan, which he says, not like Rashi, but he says, B'divir Rav Chanan B'Abba, that he said, Nimrav, Machlik is only when it doesn't contain Rish, but Shulchan, but more than that, it's going to be Kashi with Ma'al Mechob. So Tais says, okay, so it's not like either one of the interpretations. It's Tzrichatami, you have to really understand what's the reason, what would be the difference with Ma'al Mechob of more than seven Tvachim or less. So that's yes, from those who explain, because it's like a chicken coop, and keeping the gevia v'katina kulhai, since it's so tall, it's, we're talking about 20 amas, and so narrow, that's why it's possible. Ah, machzek is tvei mechle reish, but if it's bigger than seven tvachim, it fits more than reish v'bishul chanai. Ah, nafke machla lushal tana gailin. Oh, now it's not called a chicken coop anymore. It's not so tightly confined. Oh, like kuri sukkah, so it could be called a sukkah because it's wider. So it looks like a sukkah, and that's why it's going to be kosher, even l'mal v'chav, as long as it's wider than Rosh Rabbi B'shal Chana. Ketanek says, as we begin the words of the Gemara, Hachi Gersin and Rabbeinu Chanan, this Rabbeinu Chanan is Gersin the Gemara, that when we talk about these three Amaram in the name of Rav, that they didn't, they, what their differences are. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, Rabbi Yishe, we answer Rabbi Yishe, the Rav Chanan, the Rav Huna, the Pliga, the Rabbi Yishe, not disagreeing with him. He wasn't talking about the measurement in the width and the length. He was talking about regarding height, so they're not disagreeing with him. Now, Taisus brings that because of Ben Hananel, that the Yeshe Gerson Pliga, that those who actually say, not the Gerson Loi Pliga, that actually that they do disagree with him. But it's really the same point. It's that they're saying differently than him because they're talking about the length and the width, and he's talking about that of the height. Ketunek says, not to begin with the Gemara, Adarbam Mechemishim Amo, Rebuta disagrees. He says, no, Gersuk is Kashri Ibn Amal Chav, up until 40, 50 Amos. Now Taisus says, Ki Hai Gabna Ketunek Abim Mavi B'Resh Evim. We find similar wording in the Machlekes Ibn Chachamim regarding a Mavi in the beginning of Erevim, the Bezim of Bez. Now, V'Lei Tikshi, and don't ask, the Lei Dai Kocha, why the Gemara does not make the inference over here, and by asking, wait a second. If up to height of 50 amas is kosher, do you have to say up to 40 amas? We make such a dik in if a widow, she was sitting around 2 or 3 years, and then she didn't claim her mezainis, if the mezainis says she lost the mezainis, the Gemara says, wait a second, if 3 years she didn't lose it for sure, 2 years. So to say, that you could purchase from the shepherds, and you're not afraid that they're stealing from their owners. 4 or 5 sheep. 4 or 5 shearings. Where, well, if 5, you're allowed it for sure 4. So why don't you ask the same question over here? If you allow 50 for sure 40, says Taisus. No, the Hasam Nicha there makes sense because Abazuba in Tzarech Lemazu. This is what's called. I'm saying this. I for sure don't have to say that. If I'm letting that amount, well, I don't have to tell you otherwise. So meaning to say, if we tell you that a widow that laid 2 years, she lost a ksuba. There's no chiddush to say in the 3rd year she lost a ksuba. So too by the shepherds. If we already told you that you're allowed to sell 4 sheep that's not recognized, you know, what's missing over there, which is the fact that it's so little, is the chiddush over there. So there's no chiddush to say that 5, which for sure be recognizable, that for sure you could sell. The whole vart there is the lesser when it's 1 or 2 that you can't. So of course it makes sense that Zuba in Tzarech Lemezu. You already said the big Chiddush first. Ah, that's what Mishum Avikasha, that's what you're asking. But over here, that when you're mentioning 50 Amis, so that's a bigger Chiddush. You're saying first 40, and then you're saying not only that, but even 50, that's a bigger Chiddush. That's saying it's second, therefore we're not asking that question. Avokasha, but what is the difficulty? So you're right. So those two Marmakamis from Subis and Baba Kama are not difficult. Problem is, Kasha, he the Berek Benes Kutin, the Gemara needs the Lam Zayim Nabez, Gabi Kishui, when the woman is in child labor, the Kommer Meir Meir says, Afel Abom Chamishim, maybe even for 40, 50 days, yeah, before the birth, if she saw Dam during the days of Fit Vaziva, she's Mitar, it's because of the Dam Kishur. Parchel on the Gemara asks, Hashta Chamishim, Mekashi Abom Boy, if you say for 50 days is considered Tahar, so 40 days you have to say? Wait, that's not Zu Ve'in Tzarech Lem Zu, that's Zu Ve'av Zu. Where you're saying that the big Chiddush second and still the Gemara asked the question. So why is it any different than our Gemara over here and the beginning of Erevin? That's very similar. You can say it like this. You can answer over here, Kehu Lishni, the Mishan Rish Mefan. Like the Gemara answers in Shabbos Dav Kuf Chavav Mabez. Arba Vachamish, you're saying you're allowed to move 4 or 5 boxes in Shabbos. What do you mean? Of course, you can move 5, for sure you can move 4. Oh, Arba Vachamish, Kedamish is like how people normally talk. But it means, well, I didn't have a 2 or 4 or 5. Yeah, more, even more than that. It's not limited to 4 or 5. And that's the truth over here, too. Rebbe does not say specifically 40, 50 amas. It means as high as it has to be. Avagabi Kisha, but over there by Kisha, where it was the same numbers of 40, 50, there, you couldn't answer to say that, oh, as long as the Kisha is going to be, we don't care, you could always consider the Demetar, because it's not logical to say that the Kisha is going to be forever, and that's why it sounds like it's specific, and if it's specific, so once he's saying 50, what if he's saying 44? Fame chen perk b'ma isha yitzis hotu over there nam samach on beis and Shabbos gabe sandal hamasumer by the hobnob nailed sandals shen shtar by davel v'chomesh that you left with 4 or 5 nails so pshita le dele shirin tuva there also when you're saying 4 or 5 okay so you're saying 5 what do you have to say 4 there was also obvious that it's not like as many as you want that's going to be permitted and therefore that's why they asked if you said 5 what do you have to say 4 Ubrish Avapi, so too in the Gemara Ksubah Dav Nanzayin Manav, Gabi Masha Odom Ishtar Beis V'Gimel Shonim L'Ksubah. If a person leaves his wife 2 or 3 years without a Ksubah, that there it's even more than that. And if the Gemara doesn't ask over there, wait a second, the three I have to tell you? Because that's just the way how people normally speak. But Hasam also over there, Dav Samach Manav, Gabi Yoinik Tinik V'Hailach, Hafel Abba V'Chamashan, that a child can nurse even 4 or 5 years, that... Why don't we ask, wait a second, if you say 5, for sure 4. Again, those are cases that it's possible to say, yeah, you can nurse even more than 5 years. And again, that's just Kedamri Yinshi. So Taisis, in this first approach, had said that, yeah, when it's Leizu Abzu, so we don't ask why he's saying both. It's only when you say Zuva Ein Tzarich Lemezu do we ask. But Taisis rejects that answer, and he concludes that where the measurement is specific and not more than we ask. So you already said the big one, why is it the small one? When it's not precise, it just means like Kedamri Yinshi, then that's where we don't ask like over here in our sugya.